The next patient is Herbert. The spelling is H-E-R like in Roger, B like in Beta, E like in Echo, R like in Roger, T like in Tango. Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Herbert Crystal. This is the critical case of a 63-year-old white man that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD3B. The last time that we have the opportunity to see Mr. Crystal, he had a serum creatinine of 2, a VON of 29, and an estimated EGFR of 36. The patient is very much interested in his care, which is important. This time, we had laboratory workup that was done on January 27, 2023. The serum creatinine is 1.8 and the estimated GFR 42. The patient has a clean urine and the protein creatinine ratio is 45, period. Number two, the patient has significant chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is related to smoking. I explained to the patient that there is significant acceleration of the nephrosclerosis with the use of nicotine. My recommendation is to slow down and eventually quit smoking in order to preserve the kidney function that we have and prevent cardiovascular events. Following number, arterial hypertension. Today, the blood pressure is 117 over 80, and he has lost 4 pounds down to 242 pounds. We are going to give a target of 235 for the next visit that is going to be in 3 to 4 months. Following number, overweight, as discussed before, the recommendation that we insisted was in a low-sodium diet, a plant-based diet, and a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. The patient has a slight elevation of the calcium that is still related to the fact that he takes Tums. We are going to reevaluate with laboratory workup. A paragraph, we invested 9 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.